Good morning. We're starting Siman Zion. So the Gemara in Brachos to Daf Nun Tes said that the Chazal instituted a Birchus Hodah for rain in Eretz Yisrael, or in any place where they need rain, and all the Brachos and rain comes. There is a Birchus Hodah that we need to say to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There are some protim what exactly we say. So the Chayyada makes a Tanai, and this is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, of that the situation was significant, there was a challenge, that there was lack of rain, as opposed to the average scenario where there's a dry season, a rainy season, but it's not that they're already in Sar because of it. It could be that the dry season was so dry that by the time they come to the rainy season, they were in Sar due to the lack of rain. This halacha would apply. If it already has rained a few times, so they don't have that same type of reaction of the simcha, and there's no need to say this tefillah. Tefillah b'medina zeilu, so this doesn't apply only to Eretz Yisrael, it applies to any country. V'yardu k'shamim, v'yardu kolkach, sh'robo al ha'oretz, sholom yalo alein abu b'ois, min ha'motar b'yavchul zelik rezeh. So it's rained enough that there are puddles, and when the new rain comes down, so it puckers up, they pop up and reach up towards the new rain. So as opposed to the first few drops, it's already some level of saturation. So we say a tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what do we say? A man looks out of a person does not have any fields. He says the following tefillah: Omer, Moedim Anachtuloch Hashem Elokeinu, Alkol Tipa B'Tipa Sheharada Talanu. Thank you, Hashem, for each drop that you gave us. Even if our mouths would be full of the ability to give praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we would not be able to speak to say everything that we need to say. And we continue in the that section of Nishmas. So we take that section of the Tefillah of Nishmas. And but we don't have that ability to be so effusive, but we have our mouths, and those mouths should thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruchat Hashem, Kael Roi V'Hoidois. The Barshem is the Kael which deserves so much thanks. Okay. We want to be marba ribri to Kadosh Baruch Hu for thanks. So that's the person who does not have a field. He just appreciates the fact that it rained. If a person has a private field, even if he has a non-Jewish shutev, but he does not have any Jewish shutvin, he says the bracha of Shechiyonu, the bracha of Shem, we reach the point that we have rain. If he has the field together with other Jews, so he has a shutif, so then he makes a bracha b'tayva meitiv, bracha b'tayva meitiv. Now, mash'en ken be'en lo shutvus, however, a person does not have a personal shutvus in his field. Other people have fields, so everybody's benefiting from the same rain. So we should say that we're all benefiting. And generally, the bracha that you say when multiple people are benefiting is a tov ha'meitiv. So why are we saying a shechiyonu? We should say a tov ha'meitiv. Enam avorach ha'tov. The komakam enon shutrin b'tov hazu. Each person benefits from the rain on their field independently. So even though we're all happy about the rain as a unit, but each person, the benefit that he gets is a separate, as opposed to, for example, a person buys a car. So multiple people are sharing the same benefit of the same car. So over there, you make a bracha of tov ha'meitiv. V'im yesh isha ubanim, a person is not single. He has a wife and he has children. So they're benefiting from the fact that there's rain in their field and they have what to eat. So is that called shutvis? Im nikra shutvis? Hashach kosav davi shutvis? That's considered shutvis. Magrom kosav lo mikri shutvis begabo. Magrom says no. That it's not considered a shutvis because they're basically secondary to him. But the Mishmur Paskin, like the Shach, that's called shutvis. The person wasn't present when it rained. He heard about it. If the person does not have a field, so the bracha we said was this tefillah of moedim, that's only said if the person is actually there and experiences it, so he has the intense emotion of experiencing it. But if you're discussing a benefit to his field, the benefit is real, there's an actual benefit, so that the bracha of Hashachiyonu or Hatoimimaitiv is appropriate even if the person wasn't present at the time. And with this, we are finishing Klal Samachay, and this is also the chesima of what we've been learning, the halachas of brachas and tefillas for many, many, many shiurim. This is basically over 600 shiurim that we've discussed halachas of brachas and tefillas, and we'll move on to the halachas of chinuch for children in the next Klal Be'ezras Hashem, in the next shiur, and have a good day.